This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Tigers win, they're moving on.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Tom Pelissero.
The Royals are going to advance.
The game is over and it's on to Los Angeles.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis. Boston College head coach Bill O'Brien. Still to come. Kings forward Domantas Sabonis. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Tom Pelissero.
Hour three of another Rich Eisen-less edition of the Rich Eisen Show, though with a twist. Right here, I'm Tom Pelissero, sitting in for Rich. Right now, live from London, and I do mean live. This is not pre-recorded. He's really there. Rich Eisen joining his own show, Rich Show.
Hey.
Wonderful to see you.
Hey,
you want to say what's up to your boys in the studio here?
Yeah, what's up to all the boys in the studio? Hey. What's going on? Look at me. I have, you know, I've got rapport with everybody. I'm Tom Pelissero.
You're not wearing a hoodie, though, Rich. Yeah. Where's the hoodie?
I don't know. How are you guys doing?
Great, man.
What's going
on,
Rich? How you doing? How you feel? Think
oh, God, I am jet lagged out of my skull right now.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, absolutely. I'm in the stay up as late as I possibly can so I don't snap awake at 1 a.m. and stare at the ceiling mode. Sure. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, take us through that, Rich. Your schedule, you, of course, are over there for Sunday's game. Vikings Jets starting off your week in London. Just take me through.
Yeah.
The
you're,
travel,
you're there.
How far into the sleep deprivation are you? Where do we stand?
I'm deep into that mode right now. I'm deep into sleep deprivation. But we're seeing the Vikings tomorrow and the Jets Saturday and as part of the broadcast meetings. And then on Sunday, toe meets ball, 2:30 London time in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 right where you guys are in Los Angeles, California. I'm fired up. We saw some Vikings fans on the plane coming from Los Angeles.
Nice.
There were some Vikings fans coming on that direct flight from L.A. Haven't seen too many Jet fans yet, but we're expecting to see a ton of them because, you know, usually New York teams, any Eastern Seaboard teams, it's a quick flight, a little five-hour jaunt. It's like flying to Seattle for some people on the East Coast. So, expecting to see him, and I'm excited. I'm excited that everybody seems to got here healthy, and ready to roll for week five.
Also, seems only fitting to have you on the call, Rich, for a Sam Darnold revenge game against the Jets. I want to play for a second here. Something that was a response from Sam Darnold to a question that was really framed because of what Kevin O'Connell said on this show last week. Let's play it.
More often than not, organizations fail young quarterbacks more than quarterbacks fail the organizations. Do you feel the Jets failed you in any way?
No, I think, you know, I had a lot of opportunities in New York, and I always felt like I could have played better there.
So that was Mark Craig from the Minneapolis Star Tribune paraphrasing what Kevin O'Connell said on this very program. You hear Sam Darnold say that, Rich, your reaction?
Oh, he's taking the high road. There's no question the Jets failed him in many different ways. And, you know, obviously they gave him the opportunity right from jump. And interesting, if you recall, his first pass as a Jet was a pick six, or his first drive ended in a pick six in Detroit on a Monday night. And then he actually wound up winning that game. And listen, it just didn't work with the Jets, where Todd Bowles was on the way out, and then Adam Gase is the one that came in, and Darnold kind of, you know, fell apart in a way, and saw ghosts. That was something we talked about on our show the other day, that Belichick on the set of I guess we zoomed into the Manning cast and said that Darnold, everybody, you know, kind of believed in him except the Jets. Nice little passive aggressive broadside from Bill. And we were saying, if you had to put a list together of people mostly responsible as to why things didn't work out for Darnold with the Jets, Belichick would be in the top five, because the Patriots tormented him, and that's the team that caused him to see ghosts. He's just taking the high road. And I kind of dig what Kevin O'Connell said on our program, that organizations fail young quarterbacks more than the other way around. And you need to have everything working. You need to have the proper play caller. You need to have a coach that has a full tenure with your organization and has firm footing to continue his coaching tenure there. You need to have an offensive line that can protect the kid. You need to have continuity everywhere. You need to have talent out wide. You need to have talent in the backfield. You need to have talent on defense. And that's part of the reason why things succeeded for Mark Sanchez in New York for the Jets, is they had the ground and pound. They had the defense. They had the running game. So he didn't have to win using his arm. He didn't have to come in like Jaden Daniels has come in or C.J. Stroud entered in Houston last year. So, yeah, the Jets weren't set up for Sam. Everybody hoped he could have been Mahomes-like, where he could overcome all of that. And not as if Mahomes overcame anything. He was set up perfectly. I guess I just use him as an example that people think could have succeeded anywhere. And I'm curious if we get Mahomes soon to ask him these questions as well. I just think he's taking the high road. Clearly, you know, his performance was, as he said, he could have played better, but things weren't set up for him very well with coaching changes and having to take on Belichick before it was time.
When the Jets,
wouldn't you agree?
I mean, I would certainly agree with that. And I think that one of the unique things about the Sam Darnold story to me is, it's one thing to struggle. It's one thing to just not be good enough as a player. It's a totally other thing, especially as a quarterback, to come back from when you are a punchline, when you are a laughingstock. And listen, everybody, you could go back, you know, Rappaport and I broke that Sam Darnold was going to the Vikings at like 2 a.m. on the second day of free agency. If you go back and read the replies to that, everyone is laughing at the Vikings because it's Sam Darnold, because it's an easy target, because of seeing ghosts and all that. There's something to be said for having the intestinal fortitude to be able to come from there. Baker Mayfield, I think, did it too. Baker Mayfield, by the end in Cleveland and then the Carolina stint, he obviously, you know, broke out with the Rams when he got there and had that remarkable performance on basically, you know, no training whatsoever. But he came back and reestablished himself. Darnold, though, Darnold never even had the playoff appearance. Darnold never had the debut, the run that that Baker did after taking over for Tyrod Taylor. So to come from the absolute nadir of everything around you is telling you you're a failure and this is a joke, your career, your life is a joke, to come back and play at this level, I just think it's highly impressive what Sam Darnold has been able to do, albeit over four games in a season that's 17 games long, and the Vikings hope more.
Yeah, two things off of that. Number one, Jared Goff's another one in this category here, who and laughingstock is the word. When he was acquired by Detroit, he was acquired by Detroit, and the Rams included first round picks with the quarterback. You never hear that. That never, normally the first overall drafted quarterback who's taken a team, who's played in the Super Bowl with a team that is trading him away, that's sufficient enough of players involved in a trade, in a package, that's sufficient enough in a package not to just include first round draft choices on top of it with the salary, and everybody thought that he was a bust. and that he wouldn't last in Detroit. The Lions draft Hendon Hooker, and when that happened, it was because they still didn't believe in Goff. Look at him now. Look at him now. And he is a legit Super Bowl threat quarterback. He just had an 18-for-18 performance with 292 yards passing against the team that brought in a defense that did something that hadn't been done since the 1979 Steelers, which was go 3-0 in the first three games of his season, giving up 150 passing yards or fewer in each of the wins. And so, yes, there is a point in time where so-called discarded quarterbacks, given another opportunity, now have the ability to navigate a crucible of a playing season, of a fourth quarter, of a defense that's confusing. They have more neck-up ability. They have more, fire in the belly, chips on the shoulder. And these are quarterbacks that Geno Smith is another one. It was kind of a battle of that on Monday night. So we're seeing that. That's point number one. Point number two is I say Nader, not Nadir. That's the way I pronounce that word. And I'm wondering if the rest of the guys in the room know what that word even means.
No chance.
See, we had a long would you take a shot to pronounce a name that you aren't 100% confident in or say, and I think that everybody in the room was at like 99%, just don't say the name if you're not totally confident in it. This came off of Terrell Davis versus Terrell Owens, and whether, I asked Terrell, did he ever confront Terrell over the name change that then confused the pronunciation of his name permanently, which he said he had no issue. He thinks it's a Southern thing. He was all right with it. But I took a shot with that word, which means, the low point in essence, right?
The lowest point. Yes, the lowest point, the bottom. I go nadir.
According to Oxford Dictionary, both pronunciations are correct.
Well, how
very
about
good.
That?
Terrific. But I don't understand.
You're doing the British pronunciation there.
You're a former award winner. Right, of wordsmith.
Well, Rich, here's the deal, and I'm going to take a shot at the 207. You have to write for your audience. So okay. I got to figure a lot of my readers in the 207 would know that word, and I don't want to appear highfalutin.
That's a little disrespectful.
You know what I mean?
So I write for kids.
Yeah, that's your 207 elegy right there. Yeah. That's what you've got right there.
You know what I mean?
Just take a shot at the people you grew up with.
Yep. That Stafford Goff trade too, Rich, it's so fascinating to look back upon it because at the time, just to like go through the logic of how that came together, Stafford had met with the team right after they had hired, even before they hired Dan Campbell, right after that season and said like, okay, it's the right time for all parties to move on here. He was focused in, his wife was focused in on going to LA. They had to figure out what's the fair price. Jared Goff ends up in that deal rather than just simply being released, in part because, of course, Brad Holmes, who's the GM of the Lions, had scouted Jared Goff. He really believed he would get back to that. Remember, Jared Goff had been to a Super Bowl. Stafford had never won a playoff game at this time. But the Lions had to take the Goff salary because it was guaranteed money. And absent that, if they had just had to release him, they would not have had the cap space to actually be able to pull off the Stafford trade. And now here you are, Stafford, who, he won the Super Bowl. They absolutely got the most out of that trade. But Jared Goff is the quarterback of one of the best teams in football right now and got a contract extension on a guy who, if the cap circumstances, the contract circumstances were different, he might have gone to some other team. But it's the perfect fit with Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson calling the plays. So you've got the Jets-Vikings on Sunday morning.
Yes,
so you're going to be with the Vikings. I am curious very quickly before we move on from Sam Darnold. We know that from via our Mike Garofolo at the Broncos-Jets game last week that there was a fan who was yelling apologies to Zach Wilson from the stands during warmups. When you sit with Sam, do you intend to issue any type of an apology on behalf of the Jets organization?
No. Absolutely not. I do not represent them. As I'm going to be calling this game straight down the middle. I'm going to try and stripe this thing right down the fairway, 300 yards. And I do not represent the New York Jets organization or its fan base in any way this weekend. 0.0. And I'm actually excited to see him. The numbers he's put up are unprecedented. 4-0, two touchdowns in each of the wins. That's never happened in the Super Bowl era. He leads the league in passing touchdowns. He's been terrific. And the Jets defense has been terrific as well. So that's an interesting matchup, and I can't wait to see him. What's the latest on Davante Adams that you can, because this is something that we're obviously going to talk about during the broadcast for sure. As to the fact that, you know, you hear the Jets are front runners. Everybody thinks they're going to get him. I mean, what is your time? What's the timeline on this, Tom? If I could turn the tables of being the Q and you back to the A here.
Well, realistically, you got a player who Davante Adams has a legitimate hamstring injury. It's a 1 to 2 week injury. He obviously missed last week's game. He's not going to play this week, but this is not Jalen Ramsey with the back injury that magically healed after he got traded to the Rams some years ago. This is not Brandon Ayuk, who technically, as Kyle Shanahan continued to say, and I appreciated his consistency. Well, he's got a sore back and a sore neck. That's why he's not practicing for all of training camp until he got a $30 million per year contract. This is a real injury for Davante Adams. He's making $1 million a week, basically, in base salary. So the idea that a new team's going to trade for him and pay him that million this week when they know he's not going to play, it's probably going into next week. Doesn't mean necessarily it will. I would think that this resolves itself one way or another. I mean, certainly in the next 32 days or whatever we got to the trade deadline, but more than likely next week, simply because the price doesn't go up for the Raiders. If you don't trade him now, this is not an off-season trade where, hey, you can hold on to a guy and take it all the way to training camp. Every game that goes by without Davante Adams on the new team, the value to that new team goes down, particularly because Davante Adams' contract, he's got balloon numbers in 2025 and 2026. He's due over $36 million each year. You're going to have to redo this contract, or else this is a 10, 11 game type of rental. In addition to that, Davante Adams can essentially scuttle any deal by refusing to sign a restructured contract to help out with the cap consequences for a new team. All of which is to say, Davante Adams, he hasn't played the card yet, Rich, but at some point, if they try to trade him someplace other than where he wants to go, which the Jets are the number one choice that he has, he can say, you know what? I really want to be a Jet instead. I'm not going to sign any type of a contract adjustment to facilitate this deal, even for cap purposes. So at this point, we wait. The Raiders don't want to give him away. I don't sense that there's a great appetite for them even to eat a great deal of money to get a better pick. Right. And that all leaves us in a situation here where, again, Davante Adams can pull certain levers here. The lever the Raiders can pull is, we're not getting offered enough. We're not going to trade you. I do believe if he's not traded, he'll come back and play for the Raiders. He's not going to say for the next 8 weeks that he's got a hamstring injury. But every day here right now, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. They're engaged with several different teams. And we'll see if it's not the Jets that end up having that offer that the Raiders want to take here, whether or not Davante Adams is willing to pull any other levers, or he accepts a trade to, let's say, New Orleans, which is another team he'd be willing to go to because of Derek Carr.
Well, so, but where did this come from, though? Guy has 9 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown, and a very exciting for the Vegas Raiders, rousing comeback win against Baltimore that few people expected, you know? And then suddenly, after blowing up everybody's survivor pool, it looks like Devontae's in the Raiders are in a survivor pool with Davante. Like, what happened? Do we know what happened for him to say he preferred to be traded?
Well, they got blasted by Carolina the following week. So every time you have a loss like that, that's certainly part of the tapestry. The accidental liking of an Instagram post by Antonio Pierce on something that said loosely,
it was accidental.
It was accidental? It was accidental, is my understanding. Listen, I said this on the show earlier, Rich. I've done that. I've got certain friends who communicate solely through memes on Instagram, and they'll send me something, and whether it's something political or it's an NFL meme, whatever, and I try to scroll away.
That's a heart button, though. So the scroll tip,
if you
the
tap
heart
it
button,
in the wrong spot. Or you try it where it gets me a lot is when you try to expand the picture. So you go like this and you put your two fingers and you try to expand the picture and your thumb gets the heart button in the corner. So I empathize on that point with Antonio Pierce. But that just puts it into the public eye. And then Adams is doing a TV interview and says, you know, various things, but he'd like to have answers on it as well. But this was always going to happen, Rich. That's the bottom line. Whether this was, it was more likely that it was going to happen closer to the trade deadline. But think about how Aaron Rodgers has been working this. I believe that this all would have played out, not necessarily with Instagram, but this quite possibly would have played out last year if Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt 4 snaps into the season. Those two have a very close relationship. even though Devontae Adams, once the Packers didn't do that deal for him back in 2021, basically said, you know what, I'm not going to take a deal to come back here. They could have done it in camp. Once that passed, I wasn't doing it. Rodgers comes back. I still want to go to the Raiders. And at that time, reunite with Derek Carr. It was always going to happen because Aaron Rodgers has remained in Devontae Adams' ear, and I'm sure in his phone, trying to get him there. He said it publicly. There's a video from the golf tournament where he's saying, hey, I love Devontae Adams, and I look forward to playing with him again. It's not tampering. Players can't tamper. You're allowed to talk to other players, but it's a pretty strong voice to continue to plant that seed. It just happened to get accelerated a few weeks before it otherwise would have happened.
He wasn't tampering, Tom. He was inadvertently scrolled past tampering, and he accidentally ticked the tamper button with his phrase.
I would also say this, and I'm not speaking on behalf of Tom Telesco, but there are certain GMs in the league who, when this is going on, and when you clearly have Devontae Adams being contacted by Aaron Rodgers, who would make a point to say, we'll trade you. We're not trading you there. You're not going to dictate. Teams are not going to dictate. I don't believe that's the direction this is going. Again, we're still, even though this seems very accelerated here, Rich, and in the coming days, absolutely a trade could come together. We're still in the early stages of there's those different pressure points that can still be pushed here by all parties involved in it. For the Raiders, though, the bottom line is this. They want to get significant capital for a really, really good player, and they don't want to pay, you know, they don't want to do what the Broncos did with Von Miller a couple years ago, where you get a 2 and a 3 because you paid his whole salary other than the minimum. I don't really anticipate the Raiders doing that, at least not at this stage. And so if it ends up being a different team, if it's Buffalo or Pittsburgh or the 49ers, does Devontae Adams want to go there to a place where he doesn't really know anybody? If not, does he scuttle the deal? There's a lot of different tentacles of this that we still got to see exactly how they unwind.
Well, here's the deal. TJ may not get Devontae Adams.
But he's got the Mets and the Cowboys, and he's getting madder and madder over there in the corner.
No, I know that. But he's got the Mets in a game 3. That's when true. Is that? When's first pitch of that one? When's that happening? Later on?
Yeah, I want to say 7:30.
Okay. I think it's 4 Pacific.
And
four,
there's only one person on the screen who is a co-host of a top 20 podcast on iTunes this morning. That would be TJ Jefferson of No Contest Wrestling.
Hey, let's go.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
That's just
top
20
on iTunes. Look at you, TJ Jefferson.
How about that? You know,
CM Punk was trending earlier today on Twitter.
CM Punk, your interview, half of the interview you did with him. So
you released a 2-part interview?
Yeah, man. Yes. Why not? People are like, well,
you and O'Shea.
People are getting upset in the comments. They're like, we want the second half. I'm like, you'll get it next week, baby.
God, you're reading the comments.
No, the comments are great, Rich. These comments are
Rich.
Excellent.
You know he's reading the comments. Yeah, like that doesn't surprise me.
I mean, Rich,
at all.
What do you think?
and of course, I'm going to read the comments when I know they're going to be overwhelmingly positive. Good. Like this,
they were. Yeah. So congratulations on that first foray. Everybody should get No Contest Wrestling.
And thank you for help for making this happen, you know.
All right, Rich.
Well, I mean, it's all good. It's all good.
Last thing you, and then we'll let you get back to, caffeinating or staring at
No, I just know you've got
spaces.
I know you've got a pre-taped interview with me that you need to fit
in.
So,
I'd stay up.
This is great. Surely. You're keeping me awake. This is great.
Tom, by the way, I know Rich was up early because he texts me at 4:17 in the morning.
Yeah, what are you
Pacific
doing?
Pacific time. So, that was dinner over there, right?
Rich, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm in London, Mike.
No, at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You know what time other people are at.
That's not right.
I'm assuming the phone is off. What are you talking about?
Let's say he doesn't have sleep mode on.
The thing is, I was strangely up at that
he
moment.
He was up.
Too,
but he doesn't have sleep mode.
Money and podcasts never sleep.
That's what okay? I'm talking about, Rich.
This is your wake-up call, pal.
Give me the phone. Where's the phone?
I was up. That's the weird thing about it, Tom. I was awake, but then I fell right back.
I'm doing business. I've got an empire to run here.
Yeah, you know what?
From both sides of the Atlantic, Mike.
You're internationally known.
I get it, but it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. What are we doing?
All right, Rich.
Even I don't do that.
Godspeed. Yeah. Stay healthy. Eat some good food. Great good luck with the sleeping. I'm sure the next sleep
we'll
you
chat
have
tomorrow.
Will be a glorious
we'll chat
one.
Tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll chime in. What's more likely? Get you set for the London game, everything else. We'll chat soon. Thanks again.
Week 5 in bulk, beginning very early with that guy right there. Woo. Rich Eisen. By the way, what is sleep mode? It's a joke. I can't turn my phone off.
You can't.
I was going to say.
DeMontis Sabonis, as Rich teased right there, going to be joining the show.
I'm gone.
Son of Arvidas.
Yeah, we're gonna get to DeMontis. Arvidas Sabonis. Very rare game.
10 o'clock. I'll
be asked about that. It's next.
Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Let's talk Omaha Steaks, people. I love grilling steaks at home, and so does Susie. We just love steaks in our household. We also love going to steakhouses. Nothing like it. You walk in the door, you smell the smell of steaks from the kitchen. It's awesome. Omaha Steaks is like having the steakhouse in your house. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher and has been bringing people together with the world's best steak experience for more than 100 years. We love grilling with Omaha Steaks because it's grass-fed, grain-finished beef, hand-selected for superior marbling and taste. Thus, we love serving it to our kids. We have no problem with it. Perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Bring home the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $30 off, use my code Eisen. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with my code EISEN. Starting Five is a new sports series on Netflix starting October 9th, following five stars of the association through their season: LeBron, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Jimmy Butler, and our guest right here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Sacramento Kings, DeMontis Sabonis. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yes. Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Thanks for having me.
You bet. When did they first approach you? They follow you around all year long? I know I'm asking two questions at once here, but what is that?
It actually happened really quickly. It was probably end of summer last year, and happened really quickly. We were contacted, and it was something I wanted to jump on it straight away. And yeah, cameras following us all year long, everywhere, you know, felt like you were in a reality TV show.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So they were following you, training camp and everything?
Yeah, they were. They got granted access, training camp, behind the scenes, at home, locker room. Every team had a different philosophy. You know, the Kings were very welcoming and letting them use whatever they wanted.
Right. And the other teams... Not so much?
I'm not sure how it went, but for us, it went smooth. Yeah,
Full access.
It was great for the Sacramento Kings. You know, everyone's going to get to see more of this organization.
What are we going to see? What do you got? You got a little preview of what we might be seeing behind the scenes here?
Yeah, you know, it's just basically a lot of stuff that goes on behind in a locker room where you don't really see daily, I would say, and practices, coaches, how they act in certain scenarios. So I think it's going to be really interesting for the fan.
Certainly for lighting the beam up, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So have we seen you stroll around Sacramento too, and just your life and everything
else? Yeah. You see everything day to day. You know, I'm at home with my wife, my kids. What I do on off days. You know, they really wanted to get us basically what we do during off days and how we take care of our body and all this kind of stuff.
How many kids do you have?
I have two kids.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
By the way, I'm the same way too. You got to make sure you get it right. That's the problem with those questions. You got to make sure you get it right. It's not that you forgot.
It was a quick hitter. I got to answer.
How old are your kids?
2.5 and 1 and 3 months.
Okay. Wow. Boys, girls, what do you have?
First one's a boy, second one's a girl.
Okay. Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
And so do we see Grandpa Arvidas?
Yes, you do see Grandpa Arvidas. Okay. You see the kids. They're a big part of the show.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And you know that they're not your kids.
I know.
He's not your Vetus. He's not your Vetus.
There are kids. Yeah. That's from my SportsCenter era.
Yeah.
You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do know that. That's awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
The Craig Kilborn line, man. Yeah. He's not your Vetus. He's our Vetus.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So did you grow up and watch all of that stuff? Or
yeah, I grew up.
Or predates you?
No. I remember I was super young, but I remember going to the arena and like going to the practice facility, watching him. There's some core memories that kind of stick in my head that I remember from.
Like,
from
what's your first memory? What's your first basketball memory?
I remember being like at the practice facility. He would take us all the time, and I remember me and my older brothers would go always with my dad to practice.
Is this Portland?
Yeah, Portland. Yeah.
So you grew up in Oregon?
Yeah, I was born in Portland. Grew up in Portland for like 3-4 years, and then once he retired, we moved back to Europe.
You moved back to Europe.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm picking up a little bit of an accent from you, right?
Yes, probably.
So where did you grow up?
My parents are Lithuanian, but I grew up in Spain, Malaga. They decided to raise us there. And yeah, I basically spent there my whole life until I was 18, until I went to college in Gonzaga University.
So you have like a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old Domas memory, right?
Yes, a couple of memories.
Of walking around the Portland Trailblazer facility and locker room?
Yeah. The locker room, a couple of memories from our house, but memories like in interacting with the players like Rasheed Wallace, Scottie Pippen, Bonzi Wells, all that, you know, they called them the Jailblazers back then.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that.
Growing up around the Jailblazers, huh?
Yeah. And I remember we would go into the practice facility and like try every single Gatorade, and like the players would get mad. Who's out here taking sips of every single color Gatorade? And it's just three little blonde kids running around.
The Jailblazers. That's it. That's why Dad couldn't move you to Spain fast enough, huh? Pretty much. So that's that's your childhood memory.
Yeah.
Were you dreaming always of following in your dad's footsteps?
Yes. Always since a kid, you know, wanted to play basketball. That's all I cared about. And that's been the only sport I grew up playing.
Right? Okay. So, and now what is it like for you to be living out your childhood dream like that?
It's amazing. You know, having my dad to go back and forth, and he's been through it all, so I can ask him these questions. So it helps a lot. And then, yeah, you see someone that you look up to so much going through it, and now I can follow in those footsteps. It's really cool.
How much does your dad? So when do you reach out to your dad? Like, give me a for instance.
He likes to watch most of all our games. You know,
so he's game passing it.
Yeah, he stays up late.
Where does he live?
Back home in Lithuania. So there's a time difference. You know,
I would say so. So yeah, my gosh, what is it about? What 9-10 hours?
Nine hours. Yeah.
So you're finished. You're finishing up a game. You know, in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And technically, he's having breakfast.
Basically, he wakes up early.
Okay.
He likes to go to bed and then wake up, even though that's sometimes tricky then to finally get up.
Right.
But yeah, he tries to watch as many as he can.
So then what do you reach out to him about, like specifically?
Oh, after the game, he'll obviously have some comments, you know, or like good
just
win
about, like
or
what?
Whatever.
Like what?
The game. Like
posting somebody up or
posting somebody up, anything that happened or like, can you believe this or like, how did you guys end up losing this game?
Right.
You know, all this kind of stuff.
Draymond Green stomping you on your stomach.
Stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I'm just plucking things out of the air. But seriously, do you lean on him for moments like that?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice, you know, to get his point of view. You know,
right.
He sees the game in a whole different way. So it's good to go and ask because I might not be even looking at that direction, he's looking at, you know.
Right. Starting Five is a new sports show on Netflix. You got to check it out. New series.
starting October 9th, exclusively on Netflix, follows Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron, and Jason Tatum, and Domantas Sabonis for an entire season. Let's jump into it. Are you and Draymond cool at all?
I think so. I think we're cool.
You are?
Yeah, there's no bad beef. It's not what the media thinks. You know, we're just two competitors, and we're fighting for a playoff win.
Okay, so there's okay. So, like, not Christmas card list type thing, or you're just fine, or
probably
you're...
not. No, we're cool. I mean, we both respect each other, and on the court, you know, I mean, we're just trying to win.
Do you think he respects you?
I think so.
Okay. All right. And so when you see the Warriors, there's no issue. I'm fine dropping the subject matter.
No, there's no issue. You know, I mean, we're both players in the same position that want to win. And
okay.
Both kind of aggressive, loud players out there.
Are you loud?
I think so.
What do you mean?
People say. I mean, I don't know. Like, we're vocal. We show a lot of emotion.
You always seem to have a black eye. Seriously. Like, I'm like, when you walked in, I'm like, is this really the Sabonis that's supposed to be here? Because your face looks unbruised. You always do seem to have.
Yeah, for the last couple of years in the postseason, it's been a thing where I'm going into the postseason or first game of the postseason, I have a black eye.
So it's not just me, then.
That's not just you. It happened last year at the last game. We played Portland, and it was one of those games where, you know, we're just trying to get over with. Season's over, and
look at that.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Now, is this the moment you received the black eye, or there?
No, this already happened. Actually, no one knew until after the game, and then after I took a shower, it started to swell up and get some color.
Well, then now you say it's time for the playoffs.
Exactly.
Right? You now can't go into the playoffs without a black eye.
I hope that tradition ends.
So then, what do you say to? Would your father agree? Do you have this conversation with your dad that his era was tougher to play in than yours?
He always says it's different. It's different basketball.
How so?
He says you can't compare. Like, everyone is great in their own era because everyone's adapting to that type of basketball. So,
right.
I mean, if you had those players back then and put them here, they're going to adapt to these new rules and everything. They're just that smart. They're just whatever it may be, you know? So same thing back in the day. If we went back there, people are going to adjust to that style of physical or whatever it may be.
Well, I mean, there he is dealing with Shaq right there.
Yeah.
You know, and so... He's playing in an era fresh off of the Bad Boys, right? I mean, he was playing in the era of the Bad Boys, where anything kind of goes. Like, you could see some moments from the late 80s, early 90s, and it's just like, that would never go down in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
And that's the way it extrapolates out to, well, it's just a bunch of guys shooting threes, and then there's folks like you few and far between.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You would push back on that, or how would you push back on that notion?
I don't know. Don't I'm just, I kind of think like my dad, like.
Which is what?
Like, what, in terms of how we play the game?
Yeah.
I think it's just a trend in the NBA, and that's how it goes. And now, like, the three is the biggest thing, and teams are focusing on that. And
right.
It's worked for a lot of teams, and it's the coaches. It's what the coaches say.
So who's the guy that you get up for playing against the most in your league?
I like playing against the best bigs in the league, like whoever they are, the top five. I don't know. It's always Jokic, Embiid, Anthony Davis, Bam, like Karl Anthony. There's a lot of big bigs, and you know, you as a competitor, you always want to play against the best, and that kind of gets you going.
Okay, so when you wake up that day, there's a little bit more pep in your step
for
that
sure,
day?
For sure. Even the night before, you know, like, okay, if I'm not ready, he's gonna go at me. So you have a responsibility for your team to show up and get the win. So. You kind of think different.
Tell me your favorite De'Aaron Fox story.
De'Aaron Fox story. Oh my.
Where either you connect in a certain way or I don't know who he is. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love watching him play. I love watching the two of you play. I love when the two of you are cooking, you know? So I'm wondering if there's a good story that you can just tell me.
Great guy, great player, super confident. What I love about him is his confidence. We all know he's won just a clutch player of the year, you know, and he's just the confidence he instills in us. Like, we know if we're struggling in the fourth quarter, he's got this. I'm always like, you got this, it's your time to shine. He's like, don't worry, I got you. And like, we can always count on him. And as a team, that's awesome.
Okay.
And now we got DeMar too. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So what do you say about the upcoming season in the Western Conference and how, you know, the champs came from the conference 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, you had a deeper playoff run a couple years ago, and Minnesota came close this year. The Mavs ascended to the conference championship. How do you view the Western Conference coming into this season?
Very talented, very tough. I mean, we all saw last year how everyone basically almost had the same record from three down, and all the standings changed. It's going to be very, very tough. I think it all comes down to what team is going to be more healthy throughout the season, you know, and that's just going to decide it, to be honest.
And so the fans there, give me a good sense of what is it like to play as a Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento, they're probably the best fans in the league. You know, I love them. They've been welcoming with open arms since I got traded, and every game sold out. Like, doesn't matter who you play, we can play a back-to-back against a bad team. We just beat them by 30. The next day, it's sold out again. So, I mean, in the NBA, it's sometimes tough to find that everywhere you go on the road for the crowd to be like that. And they just bring it every day. They're crazy. They're loud. They're going at it. They got your back. So it definitely lifts you up to play better.
Okay. And is there a moment in this series that you're connecting with any of these four guys, or is it just the five of you individually in this series?
We're definitely more separate. We're focusing on everyone's personal journey, but games we played against each other, there's obviously some more connection going on.
Okay. And do you remember the first time have you rejected LeBron? Has he tried to bring something in your area and you sent it in a different direction?
Like, do
you
ever block court? In what term? Like,
I mean, he's driving and you reject him.
Oh, like a block?
Yeah.
Have you blocked? I think I've had maybe a block or two on LeBron, you know? Nothing crazy or amazing.
Well, it couldn't be crazy, otherwise you wouldn't be part of the series right now. Yeah. You know, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed in. Okay. Well, I'm just excited to meet you, man. And, you know, I know you've had an interesting journey to the NBA, and to see what you're becoming is just it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And I feel old. I'll be honest, because I used to do highlights with Craig Kilborn. It wasn't, you know, my Vetus. It's our Vetus. Yeah. And now I'm meeting the son of our Vetus right now. So tell your dad hi next time you FaceTime with him in Lithuania.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And congratulations on everything going on with you.
Thank you.
You got it. And throughout the season, you know, look for more of my calls. We'll have you zoom in and we'll check in on you now that we get to know each other.
Exactly.
Last time this happened with Carl Anthony Towns, I started playing golf with him and he started, you know, sending videos in TJ's direction.
It was so
you know, because of the Dallas Cowboys. He's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Do you watch, are you a fan of any NFL team?
No. I'm trying to. I'm international, so it's hard. I'm more of a football, soccer.
What's your soccer team?
Real Madrid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must have grown up going to those matches, right?
No, I actually wasn't born yet. My brothers were.
Okay.
He played in Madrid before he got to Portland.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a family.
All right. So you're an NFL free agent?
Basically, yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no fantasy league? There's no Sacramento Kings fantasy football league?
Yeah, there is. Fox is really into it.
He is.
Keegan Murray, wow, that's the number one topic.
So, but you're not in it?
I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even know what to do.
But you're in the league, though.
It's too late now, though.
I know. They've been talking about it already. Like, the group chat's going on.
Here's what's happening from now on.
Okay.
Now that you know us, let us
help you,
win the Sacramento Kings Fantasy Football League.
We're
consultants. Reach out to us, please. It's up to you whether you want to let them know we're doing it or not. I guess we're now...
Now
the cat's out of the bag.
We can cut this part out.
No. We're going to do
this.
Is De'Aaron Fox the commissioner of this league?
I think he is, for sure.
He's in charge of it.
Yeah, he's...
That's how much he's into it.
Yeah, he won last year. I think he's back-to-back.
Oh, wow.
He's like the Chiefs. He's like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Well, and what's the... is there a prize for first place or something?
Probably something. Okay. I didn't get into that.
But we don't know. Okay. Here's what we got to do.
I just don't know anything about it.
That's great. That's the best thing. Yeah. That's the thing that infuriates fantasy football people the most is when you're just like,
you win.
I don't know. I just thought, let me just take this guy. And it just turns out to score four touchdowns. What do I know? It infuriates them. You will be the scourge of your locker room, but in the best way possible, though. We're in.
This is great. I'm so happy.
You want this to be great?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a baby deer, we can just like nurse up and set out to the fridge.
This is great.
Yeah.
You know,
And what do we call the team? Like our...
Well, we got a whole year to think about it. Okay. You know, we got until next August.
Please take us up on this. Yeah. Will you please do that for next year? Oh, my.
If I win, I know Fox will be so mad.
That's the point. See, you're getting it. You say you don't know, but you're getting it. You're getting it. Starting Five, available starting October 9th, exclusively on Netflix. What a series this is going to be. With Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, and our new friend, the future champion of the Sacramento Kings Fantasy Football League, Domantas Sabonis, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Hey, people, let's talk about leaf filter. It's that time of year where the leaves fall down off the trees and right into your gutters. And the worst part about that is you probably don't even know that your gutter is filled up with leaves until it's too late. That's where leaf filter comes into play. Even if you are a DIY homeowner, leaf filter is there to help you. If you're a low maintenance kind of homeowner, kind of like me, it's so convenient to never think about gutters at all, and that's where Leaf Filter comes again into play. Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything from your gutters but water. No holes, gaps, or large openings for debris to get through. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and a lifetime guarantee, and a Leaf Filter trusted pro will clean out, realign, and seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/rich. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/rich. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is $20 off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I don't know if you're aware, but you going to Yale was brought up on game two of the NBA Finals.
No way.
Yes, because...
Was it the part where the Cavs were really losing at the end?
No, it's not that. It's not that. No. It's that Jeff Van Gundy, who was on the broadcast, said he went to school with you.
No way.
In a class. Do you...
Sorry, Jeff. Don't remember you. You weren't that memorable.
Oops. You don't remember Jeff Van Gundy in class?
I'm afraid I don't.
Because the reverse is true.
No. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no.
Your phone wasn't lighting up from friends saying,
no, hey. I wish I'd seen him. I would have been able to see his face and maybe, you know. But
well,
I mean,
I think we could. Can we bring up a picture of Jeff Van Gundy? I don't know. So just stroll down memory lane here. The one in the middle is Jeff Van Gundy. Does that ring a bell
that
to you?
That rings no bell whatsoever. I'm so sorry, Jeff.
No class reunions at all with Dean Jody Foster and Jeff Van Gundy. Okay.
We noticed you mentioned on the air that you were classmates with Jody Foster at Yale.
Yeah, and then you cheap shotted me afterwards.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, you brought her on and just feigned total indifference to my existence in the world. It was a setup. I mean, our freshman year, there was 12 guys on the floor. We all threw in $100 and said, hey, the first guy that gets a date with Jody Foster, you win the money. I'm coming back from the gym in the early fall, and there's a candy shop right outside the big quad for freshmen. The popcorn is popping. It smells great. And from behind me, someone goes, man, that popcorn smells good. And I turn around, and it's her. And I totally choke, and I say, yeah, yeah. And I run to my dorm, right? I was scared. I was intimidated by her.
There is not much that I enjoy more than watching a football game live. A lot of times in the press box, up there, but it does not get better than sitting in the stands, maybe having a cold one, maybe having something good to eat, being a part of the fans. And that's where, let me introduce you to Game Time.
Yes.
You can download the app, gametime.co. There are so many cool types of features in this app. You got curated deals to make it easier to find the best price on great seats. You got the super deal. You get seat views before you buy, plus the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection. There is so much more. So you just pick an upcoming game in the app. You browse through the seats on Game Time Picks, and then you get all these great deals on your tickets. So take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets and game tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit gametime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. It will literally be game time in, correct me guys if I'm wrong on my time zone calculation, about 5.5 hours, right, to week 5 in the NFL, kicking off Thursday Night Football tonight.
Yeah, Brockton's
got a look
hours
on his face
about
like he's also struggling to do the subtraction problem there. You got any fantasy questions for me?
Yeah, actually, and just kind of running down some of the big injuries, because there are some as we head into week 5. Tom, what do you know about Rashee Rice? Because that looked like pretty nasty. Play a collision with Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. I guess we all just assumed ACL, but the Chiefs haven't said anything. Nothing is official. What do you know on Rashee Rice?
I would say, based on the conversations I've had, there's a ray of hope, albeit a faint ray of hope, that maybe this is not a season-ending injury. He's got to continue to get more evaluations. If it were just an ACL, they would have diagnosed it by now. You can usually do that initially here. This potentially is something that's a little bit more complicated, more nuanced. Andy Reid said today they got to get the swelling out of the knee. So he'll, over the next week here, continue to get additional tests. He sought second opinions. Nothing's done on that front just yet. Fair to say, though, he's not going to be out there anytime soon.
More wide receiver news. Malik Nabers, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL so far through 4 weeks. Looks like he got a nasty fall at the end of the game, diagnosed with a concussion. What are your latest on him?
He was not out there in practice Wednesday. I haven't seen what Brian Daboll said about it today. There's a 5-step concussion protocol that you need to clear. Again, a lot of things are possible. By and large, though, if you're not practicing at least on a limited basis 6 days after the injury, which Nabers wasn't out there in practice on Wednesday, coming off the Thursday night game.
Did not practice today either.
Okay, so then pretty strong indication that he's running out of time. They're also not going to take chances with a player. I mean, you don't take chances with any player. He has to be cleared by an independent neurologist, but it would make sense to be conservative in terms of your timeline here with a bright young player.
Colts, huge game this weekend in Jacksonville. Jonathan Taylor did not practice again Thursday. What's the latest with him?
I would not anticipate Jonathan Taylor going in this game. It's a high ankle. He had tests. It's considered to be on the milder side of a high ankle, but still with a running back and that injury, probably tough.
Trey McBride, his status?
Trey McBride's working his way through. He returned to practice on Wednesday again because he's in the concussion protocol. It's been a couple of weeks. Seems like steps in the right direction. You got all day tomorrow.
Just keeping an eye on some of
Keep the fantasy
these
questions coming here. So, great guests on the show today. Great. Thanks to everybody for watching. I'm back all the way through Tuesday. Woo-hoo. So much more. Me, Tom Pelissero, in for Rich.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy, comfy. I'm cozy, cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes, blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.